Let's just talk about some of the feel-good measures that I was referring to earlier. And I can tell you, as the owner of a law firm who represents associations, I can tell you in all candor that if the associations want to pursue some of these measures, it's really going to create a lot of wealth for the law firms that represent them. Indeed, some people are jokingly referring to the bill as the Condo Attorneys Relief Act, and I'll give you some examples. Now, if a unit owner is 90 days delinquent in the payment of any monies owed to the association can suspend the right of that owner or the tenant to use the common element pool or any other common elements. But as a practical matter, how do you suggest that the association actually go about enforcing this? Because let's assume that, you know, Dan Deadbeat is swimming in the pool and he's 6 months in arrears. Should the president walk up to Dan at the pool and tell him, you know, to get out? I wouldn't do it, and I know I certainly wouldn't want my elderly parent doing it either. And if Dan Deadbeat says, you know, I'm not leaving, I'm sure you'd agree the police won't get involved. So really, how do we enforce it as a practical matter?
Well, I mean, I think that's, that's going to probably be up to the attorneys to advise their clients as to how to deal with it. There's no question, but it was something that a lot of the associations wanted. They found it extremely offensive that they know somebody is 6 months in arrears and they're out there, you know, having a day at the pool, and it's offensive to them because they're the ones paying for it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's easy to enforce. We have a lot of laws on the books, apart from condominium associations, that are not easy to enforce. But certainly, there's got to be some creative ways to make sure that these people are not offensive, you know, however they want to do it, whether or not they want to put up a list of people who are no longer allowed to use it. I mean, your name will appear if we find you here. I mean,
Right. Obviously,
there's many ways to do it, but I would say that that would be something that I would ask them to go to their attorneys and say, Right. How can we do this without getting involved in altercations? We know that condominiums can be very dangerous places
Right. Sometimes,
and it is going to be a delicate balance. But
Yeah. The
law was necessary simply because there was absolutely nothing on the books that said, you know, that they couldn't use it, so they felt, you know, compromised
sure.
by it.
Sure, and
within
I
the law, you know, yeah, it's going to be hard to enforce, but I think people would be embarrassed knowing it's against the law.
Right.
Can do this, and they're still going to go ahead and use it anyway.
Oh, and I don't get me wrong. I can certainly understand the frustration at watching the guy who's 6 months or a year delinquent, you know, using the swimming pool that everybody else is paying
Eric,
for.
Eric, forget the swimming pool. What about the treadmill? I could push the guy in the treadmill next to me. He's using my electricity.
Yeah, right.
Like, just hit the button and let him fly off.
Right. You know, in communities that allow the unit owners to access the common areas through, like, fobs, turning them off is probably, you know, is one easy way. It's the
Right. Communities
that don't have those types of upgraded systems that you got to be careful for. And I think we just want to be careful in suggesting to anybody that you go confront someone and kicking them out of the pool or kicking them out of a room, because it's not worth, you know, a punch to the jaw because someone else happens to be swimming in the pool.
And Eric, I'm actually going to jump in here also because I really think it's important. We've gotten so many calls this last week that the associations, and I'm sure Representative Bogdanoff can let everybody know also, do not shut off their access to elevators. Do not shut off their utilities. Do not shut off their parking rights. I mean, it's the calls are getting crazy.
Right. Well, they're coming in all week, and we just want to make it really clear. There's some things you can do and some things you can't do. So be really careful. If not, you're going to wind up facing a lawsuit. Let me get back to that same Miami Herald article that I just alluded to. And you were quoted in there as saying that people start pushing my buttons and watch me go. Well, our last two guests on the show were Jan Bergman and Representative Julio Robina. Now, I don't know if you heard either of those shows. They are on the website for the show. But I think anyone listening would probably agree that they made a good effort at least trying to push your buttons in regards to the new association laws that become effective on July 1st. I don't know. Did you get a chance to hear some of their comments?
I did hear some of the comments, but, you know, certainly I've been working with those two gentlemen now for quite some time. I mean, this has been a work in progress with condominium legislation, and it's still a work in progress. It's
Right. Kind
of organic. It's going to keep moving down the line, and I was the lead negotiator on the condo bill because I had a couple of things that I thought were critical to get done. And then, of course, you know, everybody starts loving a bill to death, so it became the vehicle for condominium legislation.
Sure.
And I think there's a lot of really good things in that bill. There's no question, you know, we probably need to keep doing stuff. Certainly, as you pass legislation, you either see the problems, the good things that happen, and then also you start to see the problems.
Sure.
And we will probably have something to do with condominiums almost in every legislative session.
That's great.
Well, because it's so important.
In all fairness, I just don't want to put the blame on our last two guests. You know, this show, too, has come out against the bill as a whole.
Right.
As simply, you know, a lot of the measures we refer to as just being feel-good measures that in reality might not do much at all to bring actual needed funds into the association coffers. But let's talk some specifics. The liability of a bank who takes back title to a unit after a foreclosure
Right.
That was increased from 6 months of assessments to 1 year of assessments.
Correct.
But the problem we have, of course, is that the 1% cap remained in place. Mm-hmm. And you know, Christy, who can certainly tell you that you might as well made the new law say that the bank is responsible for 5 years of unpaid assessments if you were going to keep the 1% cap in place, because in the overwhelming majority of cases, the bank hits the 1% cap even before you get to 6 months. So never mind 12 months. You know, I guess the question is the new law really much ado about nothing?
Well, I think what it does, number one, I think it sends a message to the banks that they need to start playing ball. I mean, what I think most people have to realize is that I'm one member of 120 in the Florida House, and then there's 40 members in the Senate. And clearly, when you do something like this, you start out with the most severe position, and then you have to get your votes to pass it.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people were resistant to going beyond because, you know, for whatever reason, the banks made their case. I mean, certainly they came to me. They didn't even want the 12 months.
Right.
And, you know, clearly there were some people said, you know, you guys are going to take something this year because we all have to participate in what is happening. And I think what the key was to send a message to the banks that you all need to be foreclosing faster. And we hope that that's going to push them to foreclose faster so that these units can get back onto the, you know, onto the market faster.
Right.
And, you know, we did other things to try to help all of those associations that have a lot of units, because some of them have very few and then some of them have a ton.
Right.
And a kind of a, we'd call a sister amendment in that bill
right.
was the bulk buyer provision.
Right.
Which a lot of people say is going to be huge to help this.
Right.
And I think the market's going to change. I mean, foreclosures is clearly an issue throughout the state. You know, you have the Supreme Court that ruled that every foreclosure is now going to go to mandatory mediation to try to move this along.
Right.
They're overwhelmed. We had
right.
to give them, we gave the courts another $6 million, and we gave right. the clerks another $3 million to handle the volume of
right.
cases that are coming in.
And I'm not even so sure that the Supreme Court ordering mediation is the way to go either, because sometimes it's simply delaying the inevitable. But you indicated that you'd like to start off with the banks, at least with the most severe of positions.
Right.
And I can tell you that, again, Republican House Member Robina
right.
Said that he came out with a bill originally that would have increased the cap from 1% to 2%.
Right.
But quite frankly, he indicated on the show that you shot it down because of your close ties to the banking lobby, indicating that a lot of your contributions and a lot of your friendships is with the banks to begin with.
Well, okay. I mean, I'm sure he thinks that. I mean, he was a kind of accusing me during session. I didn't even know his bill was up in committee. He could not make his case. And look, at the end of the day, like I said, you've got 120 members. You've got to get the majority. You've got to get the Senate on board. There were certainly a lot of members in the Senate that were uncomfortable with the 2%. I'm no closer to the banking industry than I am to any other, meaning these are all people that come in and make their case.
Right.
And the banking industry didn't actually even come to me. They were trying to kill this thing in the Senate. For a long, long time, when they finally realized, when the Senate president, who, by the way, is a banker,
right.
said to them, boys, you're going to come to the table and you're going to accept something. You're not going to get a free ride here. Now, was it enough? Probably not, but it's what we could get, what we could sell the membership.
I
mean, they're very effective in making their case, whatever case they
sure.
make, and saying that we financially can't afford to continue to do this.
Right, and we understand that legislation takes time. If a